March 1945. After months of bitter fighting, the Germans have retreated behind the Rhine River, their natural frontier, to mount their final defense.
Across the river from Dusseldorf, the view from the air reveals hundreds of American vehicles. Intercepted Allied radio transmissions confirm the presence of two American divisions. German observation posts hear them moving in across the river.
Only nothing of what the Germans heard or saw was real. It was an elaborate ruse, one of many that a small group of American soldiers staged to distract the enemy. They were called the Ghost Army. Filmmaker Rick Beyer says the operation on the Rhine was a great success.
The 1,000 men in this unit were basically pretending to be two divisions of 30,000 men and trying to convince the Germans that they were attacking across the Rhine in one place where the real attack was going to take place 10 miles away.
In the documentary, some of those veterans relate how using sounds and special effects staged their deceptions.
There's a little bundle of stuff, all compressed before. You open the bundle, spread the nozzles around, and inflated it.
The artillery piece was good, but that M4 tank, that was a beauty. That was a piece of work. I tell my children it was the biggest boombox you ever saw, but it played sounds of tanks and activity.
Beyer says getting the radio transmissions right was crucial.
It's always the scene setter. It's always the first information that you're going to get to the enemy, because they're going to hear the radio broadcast long before the troops arrive or whatever else you want them to believe is going on. So you have to get radio right. You can't skip the other part, usually, because if you hear a radio that says an armored division is moving in, and then you never see any tanks, or you never hear them at night moving in, you're going to not believe the radio.
Wherever they were stationed, the Ghost Army impersonated real units. They masqueraded as generals and set up phony command posts to deceive enemy spies.
We were turned loose in town. Go to the pub, order some omelets, and talk loose.
The people who came out of this unit is in itself a fascinating story.
They were artists and designers who got their start in the Ghost Army. On their downtime, they painted to escape the horrors of war, like at D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy.
To be in the middle of this incredible adventure, a world at war in a foreign country, I just had to put it down. We were sleeping in hedgerows and foxholes, but nothing kept us away from going someplace to do a watercolor.
Among those artists are fashion designer Bill Blass, painter and sculptor Ellsworth Kelly, wildlife painter Arthur Singer, photographer Art Kane, very famous for that picture of all the jazz musicians on the stoop in Harlem.
Rick Beyer's The Ghost Army underscores the bravery of the men who went to the front lines with fake weapons that only could make noise to attract the enemy. So lives were spared somewhere else. Penelope Fulu, VOA News, Washington.